Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for a daily editorial, better known as the McKinney-Corlin Minute or More. We're going to talk about some positive things in society. When I say positive, let me be perfectly clear. I'm not positive at all about what the Liberals are doing, and we're going to have some pretty good examples of what's happening right now during this discussion. But I am positive in terms of one thing, and that is America simply has to work together. Anytime we've accomplished something in the past that was great, i.e. the situation in World War II, we have always worked together. You get a lot more bees attracted with honey than you do with anger. So Jim and I are going to try very hard to disregard the anger and make simple common sense. So even liberals might agree with us on some of what's going on. We're going to start out talking a little bit about something that Jim brought up, and that was the situation with Cuomo in New York. I began my input when Jimmy and I were talking off mic by saying, so Cuomo, you know, made some advances to some women. Is that going to change the total scheme of things? Absolutely not. But the fact of the matter is that Cortez and very possibly Pelosi and everybody else is trying to get him totally out of the political picture. Why is that going on, Jim, in your opinion?
Well, I think there's two reasons. I think that Andrew Cuomo created great havoc and a lot of death when he gave his order to put elderly back into retirement homes and, elderly care facilities. So that has to be distracted away from because it was a Democratic policy in a major, you know, state that had a big influence and has one of the worst death rates in the country. And it really changes the dynamic for the COVID perspective. That's one reason. The other reason, I believe, is they're focusing on this Me Too, you know, questions of him's inappropriate comments to women and maybe offensive comments, which have been going on for quite a long time. So all of a sudden they pop up. My belief is they're popping up right now because Andrew Cuomo is a potential 2024 Democratic presidential candidate that might run against a Harris administration. And I think that the Democratic powerhouses want to control the effort and they want to divert attention away from COVID and they want to crush Cuomo before he was significantly supported by Democratic powerhouses up until these events. And now I think they're trying to crush him to make sure that they protect the basically the puppet regime they have in charge right now.
You know, Jimmy, I want to say one thing. I'm not necessarily saying that Cuomo did the right thing by making those comments. The only comment that I can make that I guarantee you I can make is that I would never, ever speak to anyone in the manner that he spoke to some of those women. But you have to understand one thing, and that is comments like that, intentions like that have been going on forever and ever and ever. And I have to tell you, some of the comments that are coming out of the Liberals are absolutely exactly the same as the comment that perhaps Cuomo made. Those are the exact same comments that former President
Clinton, you there?
Well, I was thinking about Clinton, but then I want to go back. Those comments were also made about Trump. Exactly the same comments.
Sure.
You know, sexual comments have nothing to do whatsoever with a political party, in my opinion. Having said that, what else is going on right now in terms of mistakes that we believe the Liberals are making, Jimmy?
Well, sure. Hey, if I can, though, I want to follow up on one other thing. So this is not new practice for the Democratic, you know, elitists inside D.C. If you remember in the Obama administration, General Petraeus was, you know, commander in Afghanistan, commander of Central Command, came out was incredibly well respected for both the surge in Iraq that kind of turned the tide in that conflict, but also for running the CIA and very supportive kind of both administrations, both ways, both the Bush and the Obama administration. But he was getting incredibly powerful and had a lot of support. And all of a sudden, the Obama administration sent a large contingent FBI agents to go investigate him for inappropriate contact with one of his staffers who was writing a book. And they crushed him and forced him out of the CIA to resign in embarrassment, and then actually filed a misdemeanor charge against him for disclosure of classified information. Bottom line is they took any ability of General Petraeus to become the next president of the United States in 2016 or even 2012. And I think they did that very effectively in order to avoid potential conflict. And I'd say that's what's happening right now with Cuomo. So
let me ask you this. Okay, let's get away from that just for a second.
Let's talk
about Biden going back, issuing the order the troops are going back in Syria. I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that the Biden administration, I'm not going to call it Joe Biden, I'm going to say that the Biden administration, I mean, the guy has a short-term memory that is worse than mine, and mine is pretty bad. Let me just say this. I think the administration, I simply don't understand the rationale behind going back into Syria right now. You know, I look at what President Trump accomplished in terms of various peace treaties that you cannot in any way degrade the treaties that he was behind in terms of the Middle East. That was huge. No other president since I can't even remember when, no other president has accomplished that much in terms of getting along, adversaries getting along in the Middle East. Why in God's name now is the Biden administration basically negating some of that by sending U.S. troops, which is totally ridiculous? We can't afford it, as our wonderful bloggers have said. We simply can't afford doing that. We can't afford it psychologically, and we can't afford it materially. Why the hell is the Biden administration behind something like that, Jimmy, in your opinion?
I believe it's simple. I think they're trying to rewrite history. That most of the people that were involved, that are involved in, I don't even call it the Biden administration, I call it the Biden regime.
Yeah.
They're former Obamites, you know, they were in the Obama administration, and they went down a road of particular policies, and those policies turned out to be rather negative towards America. How, you know, what was going on in Syria, what happened in Iraq and with ISIS, the growth of ISIS, what happened in Afghanistan, and of course the Iranian a nuclear deal. Those were actually very negative for U.S. national security interests, but they were all involved in it. And now they're trying to rehash that and reshape that and say, oh, no, no, we had it right. And they're trying to embarrass the Trump administration in some way. And I think it's actually short-sighted. I think it's looking at the world in a way that didn't exist even when they were attempting to do this, you know, four, five, six, 7 years ago. And I think they're trying to reshape, because it's not about reality. It's all about imagery and media. It's all about shaping people's opinions. It's not really about effective policy for the United States. And I think that's where we're failing as a nation right now, because everything is focused on how to shape people's minds into something that's not true. And you're right. You know, what Trump did was incredibly effective, and those policies should go forward in the Middle East and getting us out of these conflicts that we cannot win, that we cannot be successful in, without a tremendous commitment of U.S. resources and personnel. If you're not going to do it big, why do it at all? If you're not going to win it, why do it? And I think these people are really harkening back to their days and trying to prove that they were right in the first place, but they're just going to get us deeper and deeper in a hole.
Jimmy, what's going on in your opinion? We haven't done these things for a couple of weeks now, but we're back in the saddle, as they say. What's gone on in the past couple of weeks that even a liberal would agree with you when you say that's, you know, liberal action that's causing the degradation of our country, in your opinion?
So there's a couple of really big issues that I think many Americans are starting to question. One, the confidence in, you know, he is becoming embarrassingly quiet. he hasn't been able to speak. When he does speak, he gets confused. And people are probably rethinking what the heck is going on with that. 55 days, I believe, since, and he has not in office, and he's not done a press conference. And they're afraid, I'm sure, that his regime, his staff, is afraid to let him speak publicly because it would really embarrass him. Then that's one. Number two, and this is really, really important, people are starting to wake up to say, wait a second, even left people on the left are saying, you know, we're silencing voices here. Big tech is canceling people for their ideas or just communications and information. People are starting to wake up to that. And the other thing that I think, the third thing that I think is really beginning to wake people up is, you know what? You can't call everybody that's white a racist. You can't call everybody a racist. You can't call black people that support conservative ideas as racist, white supremacists, you know? And I think a lot of people are saying, wait a second, maybe we've gone too far. Maybe forcing transgender boys into girl sports in high school probably is not the direction that I want to go with my daughters, you know? Right. A lot of people are waking up to these policies that this regime is basically attempting to emplace. And I think, you know, the average American just didn't really buy into that. And I don't know how they think they can control it unless they just believe they can completely, you know, corrupt the electoral system, because they're going to suffer dramatically in 2022 if they continue down this road, if they don't cheat. And yeah. That's a big question. There's more information coming out that's saying, you know what, you really do got to question these election outcomes in some of these key places and locations.
You know, I want to make one more comment that I think is incredibly important for consideration here, consideration really on the part of the liberals, and that is their hero and a guy who, quite frankly, was an interesting president. Notice I didn't say effective. I think he was pretty effective, but a very interesting president, was totally a liberal. He was not a liberal, but he was very definitely a Democrat, who was really almost 100% against welfare. What is the COVID relief program? It's welfare. It's welfare that the American government, the American nation, can simply not afford. Why not, instead of just sending everybody checks, why not simply create governmental jobs and tell people, if they need the money, we're here to help you, but you have to do something for it. I simply don't understand why that isn't the action that's being taken. Anybody with a smattering of knowledge, even a very minuscule smattering of knowledge about economics, knows that the United States is simply unable to pay back the continuing huge amount of debt that they are creating with, among other things, the COVID relief program. By the way, what is it? 9% of those funds are actually dealing with COVID. A minority of those funds, the rest of it is pork. Why not create jobs? Easy to do.
Yeah, and
even jobs cleaning cities, for lack of better terms.
Well, I would say don't create government jobs, because that continues the liabilities and costs more over time. I incentivize free market business, incentivize right. manufacturing, incentivize, you know, small business, open up small businesses because of this stuff. This entire COVID relief package that just went through, that was a Democratic political payoff to poorly managed cities.
That's
and
right.
poorly managed states. And it was like, all right, here you go. Let's keep this up. And, you know, you're absolutely right. We will bankrupt this nation. We will not be able, they're going to be forced to, the regime will be forced to increase inflation in order to, you know, inflate their way out of the debt. And it's going to be devastating, the long-term impacts of that, and then attempting to raise taxes, which is the next agenda on this regime's next year's bill, which they're talking about now. They're going to actually crush the American industry.
Yes, they are.
They're going to force people out. They want to move, you know, they want to take back the Trump tax cuts, which incentivized business growth and gave us a very, very strong economy and gave the best employment for black and Hispanic Americans in 50 plus years.
Yeah, but the liberals are not willing to admit that. They're totally not willing to admit that. You know, we need to wrap this up. We've been going almost 15 minutes. I want to wrap it up by making a big request. We are all a team here. Jimmy and I are simply part of that team. When I look at some of the comments that we got last weekend, and Rufus, as you said, we're still getting comments from the weekend political show, and these are comments that are valuable. Please give us some topics on the blog, or any way you can get them to Jim and I. Give us some topics you want us to discuss, but give your opinions also, because you are a very, very intelligent group of people. Jim, always a pleasure. Thanks.